Welcome back to another episode of Capes and Tights, a comic book and pop culture podcast. I'm your host, Justin Soderberg. This is My Pull List, our weekly special bonus podcast, I should say, where I talk about the comic books that I'm about to buy this week, November 24th, at my local comic book shop, Galactic Comics and Collectibles in Bangor, Maine. So this week I have, you know, about 10 books that I'm looking to purchase. So I'll read them off, explain to you why some of them I'm getting and so on. And I'll have a featured episode or featured book that I'll talk about as well at the end of the list. This is the week of the November 24th, like I mentioned, the day before Thanksgiving. Pick up some books and read them on Thanksgiving if you want. I do not buy DC books, just don't do it. So I don't have them on my pull list. Check out previewsworld.com or gocollect.com or any other of those research or places online that you can buy them and reference the list for this week, or check with your local comic book shop and get on a pull list or a subscription box or a pull box or whatever they call it at your LCS. So it is also, this week is also a local comic shop day. So there's some titles that are available too. I'm not going to read any right now because I don't think all local comic book shops are getting all of them. So just check out that as well. Local comic shop day 11/24 for those things. So I guess let's jump right into it. Oh, actually, before we get started on that is check out, you know, last week's podcast with author Ian Rosenberg and artist Mike Cavallaro, when we talked about their book, Free Speech Handbook. It's a graphic novel coming out on November 30th. Over the next couple episodes, we'll be talking Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings, doing a movie review on that now that it's hit Disney Plus. We'll also be talking to Jeremy Dauber, who is an author of a book called American Comics History that is out now, available on Amazon and other places. We'll be talking to him in the next couple of weeks, as well as a couple new other podcast episodes coming out. So check us out on Facebook and Instagram at Capes and Tights Podcast, and on Twitter at Capes Tights Pod, capesandtights.com, and obviously on Apple, Spotify, and all your major podcasting platforms. So let's jump into this list, my pull list, Justin's pull list here, that I'm picking up at Galactic Comics in Bangor. We'll be doing Amazing Spider-Man number 79, Black Panther number 1, new series, new number 1 coming out there, Death of Doctor Strange number 3, that's a big book this week, Gunslinger Spawn number 2, House of Slaughter number 2, Iron Man number 14, Star Wars Life Day number 1, that's a holiday special comic book coming out this week, Thor number 19, Time Before Time number 7, that's Declan Shalvey's book, great book, coming out this week, number 7, and Wolverine number 18. But the big book to hit this week, I guess, as one of the big books to hit this week, is Hulk number 1. It's a relaunch of the Hulk line. You know, Immortal Hulk came to an end at number 50, and now Donny Cates and Ryan Ottley are taking over the Hulk franchise and doing a Hulk number 1, whereas Al Ewing went over to do Venom, where Donny Cates is coming over from. So this should be fun. Hulk number 1 coming out this week. Tons of variant covers on that one as well. I believe there's a pretty good number of variants for Black Panther number 1 as well. But yeah, definitely Hulk number 1 has some variants out this week. So I'll read you the solicitation and see if you're interested in picking it up this week at your LCS as well. So writer Donny Cates, artist and cover artist Ryan Ottley. The uncontrollable rage of Hulk has reached an all new level, and nobody, including the Avengers, is prepared to handle it. But is it really the Hulk that people should be afraid of? Or is there just something missing to this puzzle? Join superstar creative team Donny Cates and Ryan Ottley as they look to the stars for the next era of Hulk. Interesting, huh? So that's coming out this week. So we got Amazing Spider-Man 79, Black Panther number 1, Death of Doctor Strange number 3, Gunslinger Spawn number 2, Hulk number 1, Iron Man number 14, Star Wars Life Day number 1, Thor number 19, Time Before Time number 7, and Wolverine number 18, plus a couple of local comic shop day books that I'll be grabbing hopefully as well. So that's it. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody who celebrates Thanksgiving in the United States. Check out tomorrow's episode of the podcast, and you can subscribe on Apple and Spotify as well. If not, we'll talk next week when we do our pull list, my pull list again here on Capes and Tights. Again, happy Thanksgiving to anybody out there who's a Thanksgiving celebrator. One little shout out that I will give also this week, Venom hits digital. Venom, Let There Be Carnage. So watch that. We'll be doing a review here pretty soon before the end of the year, as well as Kevin Smith's documentary by Malcolm Ingram. It's hitting digital as well on 11/23. It's the documentary Clerk, about the story of Kevin Smith, one of our favorite people and favorite writers and directors out there who's also written comic books and other things, but that hits this week as well. So check all that stuff out. Those are free promotion for those. So I'm looking forward to myself watching Clerk this week. So again, happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy the pull list. But until next time, I'm Justin Soderbergh, co-host of Capes and Tights. This is my podcast, my pull list this week. And until next time, peace.